Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, September 30th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Beef trade realigns as U.S. exports to China collapse. U.S. beef exports to China have plummeted due to lapsed permits attributed to U.S.-China trade tensions. Australia has capitalized on the vacuum, gaining market share in China's beef import market. American meat producers face pressure to adapt as exports to China drop from over $118 million to less than $10 million per month. Tyson Foods, Inc. is up 0.80%, while Hormel Foods Corp. rose 0.51%, Pilgrim's Pride Corp. increased by 1.62%, but Seaboard Corp. decreased by 0.25%. Sysco Corp. rose by 0.49%. Investors are monitoring how U.S. meat processors navigate the loss of Chinese market access, with Australia's beef exports rising. Uncertainty looms until there's clarity on future trade policy and supply chain stability.
Breaks. Channel check by Noble reports gold hits record above $3,800 amid dollar weakness and shutdown concerns. Gold has hit a record high, surpassing $3,800 an ounce, driven by a weakening U.S. dollar and concerns over a government shutdown. This surge highlights gold's status as a safe haven asset during times of economic and political uncertainty. The dollar's decline has made gold more appealing to global investors, while worries about U.S. budget negotiations have further boosted its value. To access the full report, visit Channel Check's website. Channel Check is a platform that provides free institutional quality research on emerging growth companies. For more information on rocks and stocks, a specialized mining industry communications platform, visit their website. Rocks and Stocks offers a wide range of corporate communications solutions to help companies reach a broad audience of investors and consumers.
Supercom Ltd. NASDAQ SPCB expands U.S. footprint with new Wisconsin project, 12th state in 1 year. Supercom Ltd., listed on NASDAQ as SPCB, has expanded its presence in the U.S. with a new electronic monitoring project in Wisconsin, making it the company's 12th state entry in just 1 year. This project, in partnership with a sheriff's department, aims to introduce a domestic violence prevention program and potentially expand into GPS tracking. Supercom's Pure Security platform offers modular GPS, RFID, and mobile solutions tailored to public safety needs. Research shows that electronic monitoring programs can help reduce recidivism rates, making this expansion significant for Supercom's growth in the U.S.
Criminal lawyer and law professor Julio Benitez announced the recent release of his whistleblowing book, Canada, a Legal Paradise. Criminal lawyer and law professor Julio Benitez has recently released his whistleblowing book, Canada, a Legal Paradise, which tells the true story of Eduardo Garcia, a financial consultant who uncovered a massive fraud only to be falsely accused himself. From Paraguay to Canada, the book details a 15-year legal nightmare where evidence disappeared, judges turned a blind eye, and powerful individuals protected their interests. It sheds light on corruption within Itaipu Binacional, a Brazilian-Paraguayan enterprise, and the baseless allegations against Garcia. Author Julio Benitez, a seasoned criminal lawyer and former Itaipu consultant, offers unique insights into this complex case.
UK government says AI tool helped to recover $670 million. The UK government has recovered nearly $670 million, or £500 million, in the past year with the help of a new AI system designed to detect and prevent fraud. As more governments adopt AI tools for public affairs, companies like Thumbs Up Media Corp are also leveraging AI technology. AI Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on the latest advancements in artificial intelligence, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit AINewswire.com.
Trilogy Metals, Inc., Humera-Q, TX, TMQ'd. Positioned at the center of U.S. copper security and policy, the recent proclamation from the White House targets copper imports with tariffs to boost domestic production and national security. The Interior Department is considering adding copper to the U.S. critical minerals list, potentially unlocking federal funding for projects like Trilogy Metals' Upper Kobuk mineral projects in Alaska. This move highlights the urgent need to secure domestic sources of copper, a critical metal for defense systems and infrastructure. With the convergence of market demand, national security priorities, and federal policy, Trilogy Metals, NYTMQ, is positioned at the center of economic and national security considerations in the U.S. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.